Do you believe the best is yet to come in your life? Or do you say, oh, woe is me, everything's terrible, and it's only going to get worse? Our gospel challenges us with that very important question. The answer is, if we make God a part of our lives, the best is yet to come. And the example is given in this wedding at Cana, where they're all together and they're following the usual patterns and rituals that are a part of wedding. But all of a sudden, one of the most important things, because celebrating with wine was an essential part of that community, they run out of wine. Everything has gone bad. So Jesus' mother asked God, the Son of God, to enter into what's going on. And he does so by multiplying the water into wine. He works that miracle. It is called a sign because there's a deeper meaning to what happens. And the deeper meaning is that when God enters into our lives, good things happen. Things happen in abundance, more than we could imagine. They express it by saying, you've saved the best wine till the end. What they're really saying is God is now a part of our lives, and we have a relationship with God. For the real wedding that's taking place is God and humanity. We're becoming one. And when we do that, we find our lives blessed. It's a challenge to you and I to ask ourselves, am I even open to that? Or have I set my mind on the belief that everything is bad? That the only good times were a long time ago. That things are going to get worse. And if I have, do I have the willingness to begin to let God be a part of my life and to begin to see his blessings all around me? See, the rest of the people at the wedding, they didn't know anything had taken place with Christ. They just knew that something that was an important part of their lives, the ritual of the marriage, the wine being offered, was happening. And it seemed to happen that they had all they needed. Jesus uses that theme over and over again. He multiplies the bread and they have baskets full left over. God's love is generous. More than we ever thought we needed. But it means we have to change our perspective, our mindset. If we want to hold on to disappointment and everything's awful and it's always going to be awful and we're going to be a victim and only terrible things happen to us, we can do that. You know people who do that. They only have conversations about how bad everything is. But if you've maybe picked up a hint of that in your own life and you choose to change, then let this gospel speak to you about what is to come, the blessings that are ours. See, we're gathered together much like they were. We're wanting to celebrate a ritual that is common for all of us. We're doing things that have a pattern to them, but a depth of meaning. When we care to listen to the prayers and allow them to touch us, to change our hearts, then we begin to walk out of here saying to ourselves, God will bless me. God's blessing is always with us and around us and in our lives. Do we see it? Do we experience it? Do we let it come to be true and alive in our lives? No matter what our circumstances, and certainly there are people who have had difficult things happen to them, God is present. And our scripture tells us the truth, that if you choose to see God, to experience God's presence, We don't come here to learn about God, to have a history lesson. We come to experience the presence of God, to walk away from here changed, to have things be different. God be different? No, we be different. We're the ones who expose ourselves to the love of God, and it changes us. If we can see it and choose to let it enter into our lives. God blesses you every moment of every day of your life. And if you desire to experience those blessings, you will find that His love is rich and abundant and generous in your life. And you will have much to be thankful for. People who do experience that say to us that their lives get better. What got better was their perspective. God has always been a part of our lives. And this very human story that tells us about a common experience in Jesus' life is really saying to us that when we invite Jesus in to experience Him in our daily living, then our lives become very blessed. For that grace that we will receive and ask God to be a part of us always, to bless us always, to acknowledge those blessings. We are ever grateful as we pray together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.